There are over 6,000 reasons to love Artie's Time Warp. And here's another one.
I got my first real six string. Bought it after five and done. Played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried.
TV news in August 85, an outdoor interview for the Today Show is interrupted when David Letterman leans out of an office window with a bullhorn and makes an announcement.
Attention, attention people of New York City. Seated near the restaurant, I would like to introduce to you the hip young cast from the CBS News program, West 57. My name is Lawrence Grossman, the president of NBC News. This primetime program was my idea, and I'm not wearing pants. I have removed my pants. Willard, come up here. There is a woman who is 150 years young today. 150. Wish her a happy birthday. Merry Christmas, Jane. Go ahead and light the tree. Thank you. Get on with the tree lighting. Good night.
Letterman announces that he's NBC News President Larry Grossman and that he's not wearing any pants. His interruption begins a feud with Bryant Gumbel. Also this month, West 57 debuts. Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids wraps up after 13 years. And Susan Lucci loses for the sixth time at the Daytime Emmy Awards.
In the dark, I like to leave his mind.
25 years of top 40 hits. Only on Artie's Time Warp.
August 1985.
In August of 85, Michael McDonald releases his album No Looking Back, which leads off with the title track.
Artie's Time Warp says,
Hola.
Ciao.
Merhaben.
Xin chào.
Hello, in the international language of music. Here's some messages from the folks who make our show possible. We hope you'll give an ear to what they have to say. And we'll return shortly in August of 85. All the hits. Artie's Time Warp.